Standard Oil, its dealers and agents invite you to listen to the Standard News Roundup. In the headlines this morning, talks aimed at separating Egyptian and Israeli troops at the Suez continue. The nation's energy chief signs the fuel allocation orders, and billionaire Howard Hughes is indicted in Las Vegas. Those are the headlines. I'm Bob Hardy. We'll have details of these and other stories right after this for Standard.
This winter, our country faces a heating fuel shortage. Let's all dial down the thermostat and beat this thing together. Standard Oil Division, Amoco Oil Company.
Now, Standard brings you the uninterrupted news. Israeli and Egyptian military officials met today for more discussion of separation of their armies along between Los Angeles and Seattle. KMOX News Time, 7 past 7. Traffic check right now. Here's Don Miller in the KMOX Famous Bar helicopter. Don?
Morning, Bob, and we're looking out to the south this morning. A strong wind blowing out of the southeast, and we're, of course, covering Highway 55, which, as we see it from above Arsenal Street, is a solid yellow ribbon of headlighted traffic moving quite decently, although quite heavy, especially through the Loughborough, Virginia, Dolores Street area, but it stays on the move, spreads out a little bit up close to Potomac Street, and then runs okay on into downtown. 44, of course, always in great shape. No tail of traffic growing yet coming into Highway 55. The east side's in good shape as far as I can see. 157 carrying traffic into Route 3. South of Parks Field is kind of a steady stream, but it's on the move also. We had a quick look out Highway 70. That traffic also in much the same condition. Kind of heavy for a Friday morning. We don't usually see that much traffic this early, so I guess it's going to be a typical Friday. But so far, so good. Oh, by the way, too, Highway 40 not doing badly from Kings Highway all.